27th of March, 2018. Good morning. Getting up. It's always difficult when you get up because when you try to stretch and get everything going, sometimes it doesn't go exactly the way you want it to go. It's been a few days since I've come to the studio to give you an update. I'm coming along, walking without the walker and doing my exercises. More medical appointments, streamlining my life, discovering that I want to go back to work. Can you believe that? When given an option to work or to sit around and what, write your memoirs, that to me is not fun. I would rather go back in that classroom, but we'll see where that takes me. I'm not ready to go there right now. If I break out in this crazy cough, it is because of my condition. That is what you may hear. But how have you folks been doing? I recall one of my earliest conversations that I had to getting out of the hospital. I was speaking with a young man that was toiling with the issues of life. What else is new? Especially here in Southern California. And then when you find the love of your life, you see all those messages coming in on my phone over there? I'm going to leave that alone. Then when you find the love of your life, what you want to do is you want to hold on to that. You want to cherish that. You want to make that work for you. So let me give a few insights, a few tips. I've been reflecting years ago back on when my wife and I got together, and that was the only real stable relationship that I recall in my mind that I've ever had with a human being. Young enough not to know what I was doing when I told her that I was going to marry her, and not knowing what her saying yes would mean, I wouldn't replace it for anything. Nah, I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that everything was rosy-posy. No, it's not going to be that way. As a matter of fact, an old adage, into each life some rain must fall. And then here's another one, when it rains, it pours. That's what happens when you get with the love of your life. Because it's going to start pouring down on you. If you're a man or a woman, it'll test what you're made of. The fiber of your soul, I guess, is what I'm aiming at. But I don't want to discuss marriage right now. The only thing that I can say is keep working at it. And know that if you marry someone young who has never been involved with another person in matrimony, who has never shared their monies, their dreams, their vacations, and everything else with, if you find someone that's never done that, and you are the first person to do it, my goodness, I have in the forefront of my mind when I used to take the family up to Lake Arrowhead, our Big Bear Lake, up in the San Bernardino Mountains, in the gray van, the Dodge Tradesman customized van that I owned. Can you believe that? When you take your family up there, driving down the night roads with no street lights, looking for our house that we rented, oh my goodness, I recall the days. But I'm getting up this morning, and I get up to a different tune. Excuse me. Had a great glass of orange juice and a banana. I'll probably eat more food. I'm not going to eat anything out of a box. Meaning that if I ever get hungry, no more McDonald's, fish sandwiches, burgers, fries, none of that. Maybe a Mocha now and then. I like their coffees. But McDonald's, Burger King, all that other stuff. History. Just history. I'm eating healthy. I'm up to more than one meal a day because I have to keep nutrients, proteins, and things in my body to keep my body strong. I know that. It's just most of the time I don't feel like gorging down a bunch of food, but I have to put the right kind of nutrients in this body. And that is somewhat, I don't like eating, but I'm going to have to stop that. I'm going to have to take care. Getting ready to, and this is spring break, isn't it? Easter break is what we used to call it. Yeah, this is the week before Easter Sunday. Yeah. Friend of mine was asking me yesterday, did I intend on attending a church service? Not really. See, I know the story well. I know it well. I tell it well. Maybe on that Sunday morning, I'll get up and go to my commentaries and reread that ancient writ and rehearse it in my mind. I know what it to be, and then reading it from the Greek is far more exciting to me than reading it from some traditional outlet. Easter. Resurrection, right? And you ask the average person about that, they have no comprehension. No comprehension. I guess one of the biggest fantasies throughout all of human history is how could a man dead be alive again at his own volition? That is the catalyst of Christianity. That's what makes it go. Now, you would never know that that is true unless you, by faith, connect yourself to that, not only to the event, but as you connect yourself to the why, the reasons why. Why the resurrection? Why the crucifixion? Was Jesus just a criminal some 2,000 years ago that spoke against the status quo? No, he was a Roman citizen, just like all the other people back in the day. And a lot of people think that it was the Jews that killed Christ. No, the Romans executed him under capital punishment. But we, this is the underlining clause of biblical Christianity. We and our corruption, talking about corruption, we and our corruption has caused that death to come upon our Savior. And so the way we, it seems like a kind of a weird thing to do, but I think if it's done properly and according to the writ of Scripture, there is some kind of meaning of it. I got word yesterday from one young man that a young man that I know was caught transporting marijuana in another state, in the state of Oklahoma. He and some of his friends were in a caravan of cars. Do excuse me. And I don't know, two or three cars, but they all got caught. Oklahoma police searched it, found the drugs. And somebody told me down there they'll get 15 to 25 years. So I responded in the natural sense. I don't care anything about these people. Lock them up. Get them off the streets. I've never done anything like that. Guess what somebody said to me? They said, but who's going to babysit if he goes to jail? Ain't that a mess? I couldn't believe it. Millennials think on a completely different level than I can comprehend. I was going to comment on the children marching all up and down the street last weekend all over the cities. Hello, Harcourt. How you doing, boy? You doing okay? Saying good morning to Pops, huh? Okay. Yeah, I was going to come into those children marching all over the country and all this, you know, you adults trying to blame earlier generations on the mayhem that is confronting them. I was going to address this a few days ago, but I really wasn't up to coming in the studio. And I'm following my doctor's orders to take it easy. Because believe it or not, this is work. But I want to give a little face out on this getting up this morning. Our children are on spring break. Easter break. It has a completely different connotation in that so many years ago, when the entire nation celebrated Easter break, and the predominant faith of our country was Christianity, of course, it was a time for families to get together, go on a spring break vacation, enjoy one another, renew those partnerships, and to live in the understanding that God had blessed us and that our lives, which were abundantly blessed, deserved a time of recognition. Now, spring break has become for our young people a time to frolic. And there's nothing wrong with a little fun now and then. How did they put it? There's nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, right? But so much is going on with our young people. When you find them city to city across the country, marching in the street against the ownership of guns, and that's supposed to change the lawmaker's mind and get the lawmakers to listen to the children, right? Well, that'll never happen. Never. I tire of looking at the news, either end of it, because it's a fruitless endeavor, a vain attempt at human beings to live amongst themselves peaceably. Every time this president that we have in office, I've never seen or heard a man like that in my life. And quite disturbing. I don't weigh in on politics and anything of that matter. I do think and I have to think about me in a more healthy way. Food-wise, diet, and all that, exercise. I want to get strong enough to ride my bike downtown again. The city of Los Angeles has so changed, and getting on that bike, putting that helmet on, and with my riding outfit, enjoying the sunshine, and all of that is a marvelous adventure that I can't wait to get back at. So that's why I'm attempting to recover. I'm recovering slowly from the double bypass. I was speaking with my neighbors as I walked down to their house yesterday, and I was sitting on their little brick porch, and she told me that her father had a quadruple bypass. Wow. And it's just amazing what medicine can do. And it was good speaking with my neighbors. I still want to have him, my neighbor, coming into the studio to have a lively discussion with me about some things. But right now, that's a no-no until I clear up. I know some of you are saying, John, get off of that microphone. You've said enough. Let me share this with you. It's always a joy. To communicate with you. And I'm not feeling winded or exhausted. But I will shut it down for right now. See how I get? Thank you for coming to my website. I've got tons of material on this website yet that you haven't listened to make an accusation against our youth? I make an accusation against the parents of our youth for giving them too much, for introducing them to everything. And for not using coping skills as a parent to speak with your children. I mean, when you think about these people that, even that mass murderer in Las Vegas, anybody can go over the edge. Well, thank you for your kind words towards me. God bless you. And hopefully, the next webcast will be more than 21 minutes, 22 minutes. Just give me a minute. My music this week, or today, is taken from a fine album called Eric Reed Here. And the name of the number that I started off the program with was Hymn. You know, like a hymn played in church. Eric is good like that. Very spiritual. I think I'll read up on some of Eric's new music and try to adore some of that and give it some playtime. All right. You take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.